Hello. Hello, I'm Jeremy, I'm French, and I'm listening to Melting Pot from Marseille.
Ah, il y a quelque chose de bizarre.
You got no time to waste. Can you hear me? Got no time to spare. I miss your tenderness. You got no time to fight. You got no choice.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Today is May, the 1st of May, a nice date for a birthday. Melting Pot is 2 months old, is the number 7, a nice number 2. I want to make what I want in May. En mai, fais ce qu'il te plaît, is the saying in France. And I want to make a special podcast today. I want to do a promotion of dead bands who split a few years ago, and they played a very good rock and roll for me. I want to introduce to you tonight Marky Moon, a band I supported in the year 1990 in Marseille. They were very great, Pascal, Sophie and Jacques. Too bad they split, but here is a memory of their music. I plan to do an interview with them later. They sang the first song All Over the World, a good song for Melting Pot, and then a second song of Stevie Stiletto, an ex-band of my friend Michael Butler. I did a little interview with him today, before the song.
Okay. How, Mike? How are you today?
I'm super great. Could not be better, Annie.
You know, my podcast is 2 months old today.
2 months already, huh?
Yes.
Time flies.
And today is the 1st of May. In France, we say... Et en mai, fais ce qu'il te plaît. We say in May, do what you like.
So since this is the first of the month, your listeners should go to Podcast Alley and vote for Melting Pod, and then vote for the Rock and Roll Geek Show, right?
You vote for Podcast Alley for Melting Pod, and I for Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Okay, and all your listeners vote for Melting Pod and the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Together.
So we can all be in the top 10.
Yes, the first one.
Yeah, I don't care about that. It's just nice to be up there somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to speak with you about Stevie Stiletto, your ex-band, because in May I do what I like and I make a promotion for band who don't exist more anymore.
Okay.
It's very unuseful. But this is my pleasure. I want to play a song of Stevie Stiletto, and I want to ask you, when did you play with Stevie Stiletto? I don't remember.
Did I play with him?
Yes.
I was in the band from 1982 until about 1991.
Yes.
Yeah, 9 years.
9 years. And did the band split?
Why?
Oh, yes.
We moved out to San Francisco and we were on tour and our singer kind of flipped out and quit the band on tour and he went back home to Florida and we wanted to stay here. And actually he reformed Stevie Stiletto, so he has it going again with new members. And he calls that the real Stevie Stiletto, but that's okay.
It was a band where you play in Florida. You were in Florida?
Yeah, we formed in Jacksonville, Florida, and then we moved to Atlanta, Georgia, we moved to New York City, we moved to Indianapolis, Indiana, then we moved out to San Francisco.
Do the interview and my whole family come to eat now.
And you're recording your show at dinner time.
Yeah, no, I must stop. Oh, shit. Yeah, I have a good place. I call you in a moment.
Okay.
Again, yes.
Right.
Okay. Ralph, j'ai dit 5 minutes.
Oui, il y a 7 minutes, j'ai dit 5 minutes.
Well, we can begin again the interview about Stevie Stiletto. I understand. You moved from Florida to San Francisco with the band, and then for some reason the band split.
Yeah, we split up. We were on tour. It was like 1991. We were on tour, and the singer just kind of freaked out. Something about his girlfriend being over at my house. It was something really stupid, and the singer quit the band. And got out of the van and walked to the Greyhound bus station and headed back to Florida.
Oh.
And so we went back to San Francisco and all went our separate ways and joined bands.
But have you a lot of success with Stiletto?
No, we weren't successful at all. We had a lot of records and I thought we were a good band, but we never made any money. We were always broke and yeah, we weren't very successful. We had a lot of fans, but no money.
Yes, I remember you told on a podcast you sold your blood for gasoline.
We'd run out of gas and we'd have to sell our blood so we could get gas to go to the next gig.
It was really hard.
Yeah, but it was fun. That was some of the funnest times of my life playing in Stevie Stiletto. Ray, the singer for Stevie Stiletto, is a really talented guy, and he's supposedly is terminally ill, and they keep saying he's going to die within 2 weeks. And I've been hearing that for 6 months now, but they keep telling me he's going to go any time now. And we haven't actually, we're not speaking right now. Something's going on between the two of us, and we haven't mended our ways yet. So maybe someday.
Yes.
I hope that we make up before he dies or before I die.
Wow. And can you tell me what was the idea of the song I want to play, Food for Flies?
The idea of it?
To write such lyrics and then an album with this title, Food for Flies. Strange.
You know, That's right. Food for Flies is like shit or garbage, and I don't know, we're just trying to be funny. You know?
Yes.
Actually, that song sounds a lot like a Thin Lizzy song. So our old guitar player wrote that song, but it sounds a lot like a Thin Lizzy song called I can't remember the name of the Thin Lizzy song, but it's a lot like that Thin Lizzy song. Are You Ready to Rock is the name of the Thin Lizzy song.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can play them back to back.
To finish the night and the show, I propose to you a song of Gazolette, a very great punk rock band from Marseille who split, unfortunately, too, in 2002. But now they play in two bands, Neurotic Swinger and Hate Pink. But now Gazolette with Nobody Knows. And I wish you a good night, une bonne nuit, gute Nacht, and stay connected with Melting Pod, www.meltingpod.com.